State and federal officials were in Huntington Thursday afternoon to announce a series of grants aimed at helping create employment in the southern part of the state. Three grants in excess of $6 million will target manufacturing, agriculture, and healthcare in the southern part of the state. These grants were awarded at the Robert C. Byrd Institute in Huntington. Three different initiatives received the grants. The Appalachian Hatchery Project will boost workforce training opportunities through the Robert C. Byrd Institute. The Sprouting Farms Program will help facilitate an agricultural industry in nine counties in southern West Virginia. And the third program to receive money was a Sustainable Employment for Community Health Workers program. The initiative, started by Marshall University's Joan C. Edwards School of Medicine, will create 26 permanent community health worker jobs in coal-impacted communities. United States Representative Evan Jenkins says this is a step in the right direction.
Well, we've now got things turned around. We're getting the policies right. We're trying to get coal moving again. But we're also making investments to make sure West Virginia diversifies its economy. Jobs of the future.
The grants were awarded by the Appalachian Regional Commission, the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the Benedum Foundation, and the One Foundation. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.